You're listening to Artbank on 95BFM.
So before the break, that was, let me just find the name of the track. That was Dawn of a New Day, John Carroll Kirby. And I'm on the line with Mark Williams from Circuit Artist Moving Image Aotearoa New Zealand. Can you hear me okay, Mark?
I can see you. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Standing outside on a balmy autumnal morning in Wellington.
Yeah, I think I was trying to say before when we were offline, I haven't had the opportunity yet to call someone while they're like watching their kids play soccer or something. I feel like that's, you know, isn't this the time of the morning when you might hear like cricket bats or soccer balls or something broadcast live on radio?
It is that time of the morning, but most of that activity tends to happen on a Saturday. And yeah, Sunday you have to come up with a whole range of other activities for them.
So we're talking this morning because Circuit, which is really the kind of, archiver and advocate for moving image practice in Aotearoa, is celebrating its 10-year anniversary. And as the director of Circuit, I thought it'd be good to check in with you about that. I mean, how does it feel to reach 10 years?
It's good. It feels in a way like we've just started. The new website that we've just put up has taken 12 months to make, and it's a kind of, it's been a way to look back at everything we've done and connect everything up together and kind of, in a way, put forward an identity for the organisation. So when you look at an artist page now, you see a lot more easily all the writing and podcasts about their work, and you see all the Circuit projects they've been involved in. It just feels like it kind of represents everything that's been going on in a really true way, and it's actually a really great platform from which to build the next 10 years.
Yeah, because Circuit is, I mean, it's, you know, you do so many things under that kind of catch-all. You run the symposium, you host all this artist video that anyone can go on the site and watch. You know, I know that if I'm, you know, I can, it's amazing that I can tell someone I'm talking to overseas about a video and actually be able to show it to them rather than try and describe it based on some exhibition I went to 7 years ago. And you also commission essays, you do podcasts. Like, I mean, how much has the role of Circuit changed in the last 10 years? How much of what you've wanted to do with Circuit has kind of, how much has that changed?
Well, I guess the impetus of starting it was kind of similar to what you were saying about this ability to kind of access something. I was working as a curator in Wellington and kind of frustrated that I could read about moving image work but not really have access to it to see whether or not it could be a good fit for a show. And I was working overseas for a period of time about 10 or 12 years ago as well for a distributor there, and they said, until we met you, we had no idea this kind of practice existed in New Zealand. So it seemed there was this kind of issue about making something visible, if you like. So in the first instance, I guess it was kind of like taking an old art history model where you have plates and an art history textbook. You see a photograph of a, you know, classical painting or what have you, and you might even write an essay based around that. And the idea was to do something similar, but with video. So, you know, you put the video online, but it's compressed. It's maybe not the full resolution. It's not in its installation context. It's a reference thing, just like that plate in an art history textbook. But I guess from there, we wanted to really move towards a really, to be much more active in the culture. So we've really done a heck of a lot of commissioning of new work in the past 10 years as well. And of course, commissioned a whole lot of writing and podcasts. So I'd say it's all about trying to be as active as we can in the culture, as generative, and to create as many opportunities as possible for artists to make new work.
Yeah, well, I feel like when I talk to other, you know, moving image practitioners, often the kind of points of commonality, because, you know, when you, video always has this funny relationship to mainstream cinema, and which, you know, that's what people have this familiarity with, or television, it's what, and everyone has their own little vernacular of that. But I feel like as the Circuit symposiums have gone on, video artists around the country have these kind of contact points where everyone's maybe familiar with. I think one work that comes up a lot is, for me, just because of the sort of things I'm interested in when I talk to people, is the Jane Chang Mi work that got talked about in the last symposium. And the fact that I don't know, there are these kind of inflection points for video art that make it feel like more of a communal practice. Seems quite significant. Do you think, I mean, how did that exist before Circuit, do you think?
You mean these kind of common points, these common touchstones?
Yeah, touchstones.
Well, I mean, one thing that happened really early on with Circuit is that one of the lecturers at Elam said to me, well, now I can teach with New Zealand examples, which was a really amazing achievement for Circuit, I felt. So before that, I guess it was working with international things, at least in a kind of teaching context. I mean, I suppose, you know, the art world brings through its kind of wash of, you know, things that are hot, you know. There are names that pass through, and so that would pass through, I guess, the galleries and so forth. I mean, the internet has changed so much in the past 10 years as well, so there is, you know, much more access to a lot of material that is talked about in an international context, and, you know, people go to Hyperallergic and then will probably go searching to see if they can see a snippet of that video. I don't know what the common touchstones would have been up until then amongst artists themselves talking, but I certainly think we've made it easier to learn from our own artists, to establish our own sense of whakapapa.
And I mean, you bring up that example of using these in an academic context, using the site in an academic context, and one of the new features on the site is the ability to playlist. And was that kind of conceived maybe with teaching in mind?
Teaching and students, yeah. I mean, I think it's like making a workbook, you know, where you assemble the kind of things that are informing your thinking right now. And so it's very simple. With each video, there's a little plus sign. You just click on it, and then at the top right-hand corner of the site, the word playlist, you go to that, and then you'll see all your videos, and you can just choose which one you want to watch. If you're an academic, you can title the selection, anything you like, and you can share the URL as well. So if, God forbid, this pandemic carried on, you could even share that with your students at home. They could all watch the videos if you like, without needing to come into the lecture theatre.
One of the really nice things is that there's this kind of looking backward and looking forward. You have, you know, canonical video works. You have your, you know, your Len Lies up there. And it feels like that does expand somewhat as, you know, maybe people get brought into the fold or you are able to make contact with people. But then you also have this real looking forward. And, you know, when I look through Circuit, as I periodically do, and, you know, see who's been added, I really love that you do feel like there are artists being brought on who are very much in the kind of, in a little bit of their moment. One of the things I really love scrolling through it was that, you know, you have Ronnie Van Hout, he's got a page, and then you also have Max Fleury and Bina Jackson's video that has a photo of a Ronnie Van Hout as its caption. And it feels like, yeah, like in that playlisting sense, you have this lovely network of video art.
I hadn't made that connection, but that's terrific. Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, I mean, there are practitioners who are emerging, mid-career and established, and, you know, there are a few real historical kind of examples, and I think they come onto the site when we really feel we can make a case for them as being contemporary practitioners in a way, or their work having real relevance to the contemporary moment. And two examples in particular, Joanna Margaret Paul and Julian Dashba, we celebrated by asking artists to make new work in response to either their writing or their own kind of practice in general, if you like. Not just artistic practice, but kind of like social practice as well, in the case of Joanna Margaret Paul. So, yeah, there's a lot for contemporary artists to learn, I think, from looking back to some of these older practitioners. There's certainly plenty more I'd like to put up there, but yeah, I guess our focus is definitely on this idea of contemporaneity.
Yeah, because I wonder, do you ever feel like you stumble across, it's such a small country, do you ever feel like you stumble across some, you know, a video artist from the 1980s and you're like, wow, I've never encountered this work before?
Well, I mean, I worked at what was then the New Zealand Film Archive, it's now Ngā Taonga, for 10 years, and I was a curator there, and I programmed something like 50 contemporary shows, but I also did a whole lot of screenings and events, and I toured programs of historical material to other parts of the world as well. Showed surveys of New Zealand work across North America and around Europe a little bit. So I was kind of aware personally of the depth of material that still exists and how we still need to articulate that kind of history. That's something I'd like to dig further into. I think probably I am aware of all the stuff, but I'm aware that other people don't know about it. And there's a great opportunity there to look at that material and go back to it. And it's super enjoyable. There's technical challenges as well, of course. You're dealing with these really old mediums and works that maybe have been stored so well for such a long time. But I do feel when the work is strong enough, it kind of it leaps out, it makes itself apparent somehow.
And we've talked about, you know, this is this website launch is part of celebrating 10 years of Circuit. Do you have any other things planned as part of that commemoration?
Well, yeah, we have all that activities from 2021 that we couldn't do. So it's quite a birthday celebration. We've got so many activities happening, really. On the front page right now, there's an announcement about the Takata Moana Moving Image Award, which is a award which has been given to Chris Ulutupu to make a new work which will premiere at a festival in the UK in September. The festival is called the Berwick Film and Media Arts Festival. It's a super selective and prestigious festival that brings together artists and curators from all around Europe to this little town, and they take over mostly non-art spaces, actually, and show a whole lot of new work and have really in-depth conversations about it. So that's a really great context for Chris to present his work, and he'll be going there as well, so he'll get to see a whole lot of work. So it's an amazing professional development opportunity as well. We have an exhibition coming up at Te Uru Waitakere in June, which is curated by one of our curators at large, Tendai Mutambu, which is based around the idea of animation and world building. And there's some that's going to be very exciting, and we'll probably do a symposium coming out of that later in the year as well with Te Uru. And we have many more commission works coming up. We've still got lots of things happening right now. Some of them are totally unexpected. Like, for example, we're showing some work in a children's film festival and refugee centres on the border of Hungary, Poland and the Ukraine right now, which is just something that came out of, you know, having networks around the world and being asked to supply material. So we have things planned, and then we also, you know, have these situations where we're asked to supply material. So it's a kind of rolling birthday. I think that probably the main event will be in September when we unveil a series of artist commissions for cinema and also a book which celebrates, about 6 or 7 years of commissions for cinema. So, yeah, there's lots to look forward to.
Oh, that's fantastic. I look forward to following along, and hopefully we can check in later in the year as some of those projects come to fruition. We actually spoke to Tendai last weekend and Chris maybe 4 weekends ago. So very much in the kind of video space right now. I think, like you say, a lot of that, those things that got put on pause in 2021 are now kind of coming to fruition around the country. So it's quite exciting time.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. And, you know, thanks for your support, Theo. It's really great to have someone who's proactive about wanting to have a conversation about it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for doing the yakka. It's really
my
good.
My pleasure.
Have a lovely weekend, and thanks for chatting this morning.
Okay, Theo, have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye. That was Mark Williams talking about Circuit's 10-year anniversary, and you can check out their site at circuit.org.nz. And yeah, I'd really recommend just having a browse, seeing what you can find, and you can look by tags, and you know, if you've got something you're particularly interested in, be it animation or Pacifica stories or documentary, you know, there's really, you know, there's some 900 videos up on there, and it's really a kind of curated mix, which makes it quite special. It's not like YouTube where you're just falling into a hole and trying to grab anything that goes past you. Circuit is like a really wonderfully put together introduction and guide through Aotearoa's moving image history. We're going to jump into a track now. This is Wire, French film Blurred. And yeah, stay tuned. We've got tracks coming up, plus an art guide later on in the show.
95 BFM's Art Bank.